Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, we're going to be talking about three ways to know if you're ready to date again after death of a partner or divorce. If you jump in too soon, it can impede your healing. If you wait too long, then your life passes you by. I mean, how are we supposed to know? Today, I'm sharing with you three things that will help you decide if you are ready to date. If you're new to popping on my channel or my podcast, my name is Camille Bauer. I'm a cancer widow, subsequent divorcee, and now happily married life coach and author that is passionate about helping you get through the hard patches in your life. If you are struggling with moving forward after a death or a divorce, I would love to help you. You could check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. We could jump on a call and I can help you get unstuck and move forward because you deserve an amazing life. But first, some exciting news that I wanted to share with you. Before we get down to the nitty-gritty of the episode, mark your calendars for September 12th to the 15th. I'm holding my annual Relationship Revolution Challenge. It's free, it's live with me, and it's 4 days to take on one relationship in your life from blah to bliss. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, right, 4 days. But the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. These small steps are daily habits that can change anything, including your connections with those you care about the most. So hop on this train. This is for you if you are divorced or widowed, or you are in a relationship with someone who is divorced or widowed, and you want to build a better understanding and a better relationship. The quick rundown of the challenge in September is day one step to a better relationship. Just one. It's going to be easy. Baby steps for you guys. Day two, one sign of a healthy relationship. Wished I would have known that one. Day three, one relationship killer. And day four, one myth about relationships that you should not believe. No, if you are widowed or divorced. How do you join this party? Click on the link in my bio, fill out the form, and click confirm in your welcome email. Or head to my website, CamilleBauer.com, and see more. I'll put show notes here for you to be able to get all the details. Plus, you'll get all the bonus material by email when you join me live on my Facebook each day for your daily challenge and assignment. So, it'll be way fun. Each day, it'll be 15, 20, 20 minutes around there. But it's going to get you rocking and rolling in one relationship in your life in 4 days. I know that's a tall order, but I promise you, stick with me. And in 4 days, blot of bliss. Now, let's get on to today's podcast topic. Kind of partners on this. Three ways to know if you're ready to date again after death or divorce. This is a big one that I deal with my clients. If you're wondering, if you're vacillating, if you're like, I don't know, am I not? Let's be honest. When you are in the camp of widowed and divorced, people should all over us, right? We should do this. We should do that. You should be doing this. Oh, you got to wait till you should. This happens. You should. It's like, what? It's hard to navigate that, right? Well, the number one way to tell is you actually want to date. Okay? So you might not be exactly excited about the thought of it, but if you don't have that strong aversion or repulsion of the thought of a date, then you could be ready. You actually think of an adult conversation, especially if you're a younger widow, interaction with an adult might interest you, the thoughts of somebody of the opposite sex. Maybe you're walking down the street and you're like, hey, you know, that guy's kind of cute. I'm attracted, you know. Those are little things as little flags to get you to know, like, you might be ready, okay? Now, I know it's hard. I know it's scary. We talked about last week how about putting your fear aside. It's still going to be there, but having faith. Faith in yourself. Faith in that higher being, that whatever that looks like for you. For me, it's a loving Heavenly Father, a God that loves me and knows me and gives me that courage and can help me push past that fear. So, I know you're going to be scared, but if you are interested at the thought of entertaining a possible friendship, a possible relationship, you might be ready. And I know you're like, I don't know, where am I going to find these said people? But we'll talk more about that in my relationship revolution coming up. Number two, the second way to know if you're ready to date is that you are honest with your feelings and with your grief. The worst thing is that if you ignore your feelings, you stuff, and then you pretend it's a piece of your life that was never there. You know, you don't go back and revisit healthily those feelings as they arise. As I work with subsequent widows, widowers in my coaching program, they have a problem, right? You do have a common denominator of trying to honor that grief by trying to move forward. It's a fine line. But if you're just, you're just putting it away for a rainy day, that's bad news. Those feelings will fester. They will build and they will implode. You, other relationships, future relationships, it will spill over. It will bubble over. If you are not getting that grief out, those emotions that are strong, if you're not letting those out, you're cruising for a bruising. You need to be true to yourself. Be honest with your feelings. And it doesn't mean, you're over grieving. You will never, ever get over grieving. Like, I love David Kessler's quote, how long will you grieve? Well, how long will they be dead? Like, that's the real truth, right? You will never just be like, oh yeah, I've moved on. Like, if you've listened to any of my stuff, you don't move on. You move forward with them in your heart, with that love in your heart. And if you are honoring your feelings as they come up, that past trauma is not going to stop or impede you in future relationships. So are you talking to a great friend? Something that can help you in that? Are you getting on with a coach? Are you getting those feelings out as they arise? You know, I love it. It's not linear. Grief isn't linear. If you were in my, I did a 6-week grief course last year. It's all messy. It's not like this step-by-step process, you know, but if you are moving through it and growing through it, then you might be ready. You might be ready to date again. Okay. Number three, the third way to know if you are ready to date again is you love who you are. You don't want to lose who you are. You want to be the best version of you. If you are comfortable loving yourself, someone else is going to love you that is worthy of you. Listen to your heart. Be true to that, because that will help you with red flags, right? I wish I knew this before, you know, like, but I'm telling you now, if you are comfortable loving yourself, you can love others. And whether that looks like for you, a date turns into maybe a great friendship, you never know. But you've got to take that jump. You got to take that risk. You also need to understand, what are you looking for? Okay. So you're loving yourself, you're getting your grief out, you think you're ready, but you're kind of scared, a little nervous, gotta know what you're looking for. Especially, you know, I get clients that are dating somebody that's widowed or divorced, and they're like, I don't know what's going on. And it's like, okay, I get you. Let me give you some insight. Do you just want a date? Do you just want a friendship? You have to be honest, right? Do you just want someone that you're not attracted to, that is a great partner and someone to go do stuff with? Like, you need to be honest with them. They deserve it. And yourself. What is this starting out as? You need to set that boundary. Is it a friendship? Is it a potential relationship? You need to be able to quantify that, to express that, to share that with who you might be entertaining. Not like on the first date, like you're like, okay, so we're like in a relationship, you know. But you need to be yourself. You need to love yourself, and the right people will come into your life. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe that when you're loving yourself, you're able to love others more fully. And a beautiful thing about being a widow or a widower is that you know how to love so much. If you feel that deep love, loss, and you think it's you never can move forward because of that love, but it's so untrue. You have a deep capacity and ability to love. Just like when you get, you know, people reference it to another child, right? It's like, no way I love this child. There's no way I can love anything more in the whole entire world. And then you have another baby, or you get another dog, you know, or whatever that love is in your life. And then you're like, oh my gosh, just like the Grinch in, you know, his heart expands, right? You have that ability to love deeper. So if you're dating someone that is a widow or widower, know that if they have that deep love for that person and it might scare you, actually, it's a good sign. It's a good sign because they can deeply love, as well as divorce. You know, that camp has this stigma around it. But especially me, I was judgmental. Before I had been divorced, I was like, oh, divorce, okay. They just gave up. Oh, they didn't try hard enough. Like, that is so untrue. Like, that's one of the most biggest outlandish untrue things that I've ever heard. So, rest assured, if you're divorced, you are worthy of love. You are worthy of loving yourself, and you're worthy of a beautiful life with happiness. I want to end with Tony Robbins, whom I love. He says, quote, you can't wait for the perfect situation. Find something you love, people you love, and get out there and you'll discover it. You might not be ready, but start before you're ready. If you've noticed these three things that we've talked about today and you're ready for some baby steps, maybe September, my relationship challenge is exactly what you need. Or if you're feeling like, dang, I do need some help. I need to navigate, you know, I want that as an end goal, but I'm not quite ready yet. That's another one of my specialties, you know, like I'm not ready yet. This is what I want, but I just can't. If you're paralyzed and you feel like you're capped out and you can't grow, check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. I would love to talk to you and get a game plan and help you get to where you want to be in your life. I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Click on subscribe. Check out the information on how to sign up for my free challenge in September. It's going to be a live, fun event with me. I love you guys, and hope you have a good week.